and coward about it, sleeping with all these women and sweeping it under the rug. Nah, keep it a buck, keep it a hundred. It is what it is.
See, when we gonna be honest with ourselves and what are we gonna be honest with ourselves and literally admit that polygamy is not, no, like y'all trying to justify that within trying to justify it in financial and worldly ways. First of all, has nothing to do with a true divine connection. First of all, when we know that sex is such a sacred energy, you could barely know one person like that. Like, it takes you mad long to get to know one person. So how the fuck is you sitting here going with everybody, like having sex with everybody, the whole world, just because of financial means and assets and this and that, like thinking so worldly, like what happened? But then y'all want to say that's a Eurocentric mindset is monogamy? No, it's actually the opposite way around, because what the fuck happened to love? Okay, love may not be like how, you know, the fantasy or the over-sexualized version of love that they're putting, but like that true divine connection. Like, what is you talking about? Like, all these polygamous people are literally trying to justify polygamy, saying, oh, it's a man's nature because niggas may perpetually cheat or have these desires to be with these other people. Well, haven't you thought that maybe, that's a compensation within yourself? Something is empty within you. Where's your self-control? Everything that's acting in your animalistic behavior. Yes, we're humans, but the fuck? We don't need to be animalistic having sex with the whole fucking world. And that's what polygamy is the only thing for, because we using polygamy as a thing like, oh, well, you know, it can help the society. It can help build more structure in the village, da da da, all of that. First of all, you know that's a lie. Number one, because the true answer is to heal. But that's all worldly stuff, first of all. You thinking about money, you thinking about assets, making more money. And but you're losing the real part, the emotional part, the true real soul divine connection, that actual the soul part of it, not this worldly stuff. We didn't have bills to pay and all of that. And I'm just going everywhere because I got a lot to say about this. But it's just like people are trying to use that to justify polygamy. But if you see, it's cheating ass people who need healing within, who probably some sex addicts who's the ones who have such a problem with cheating. And that's not cool. And a lot of polygamy relationships be starting because the man is a motherfucking cheater. And he told the woman, and the woman just decided, nah, first of all, that's not even how it was supposed to be. If you want to do polygamy, at least do it in a way where you're not acting animalistic like that. Like, y'all niggas just want to be fucking everybody. And that's really the excuse. Even when they say, oh, for these men that make a lot of money, first of all, that don't have nothing to do. You could be a village with people. Like, when we gonna normalize this? You could be a village with people without having to be fucking them. Like, why can't we all just be a village without there having to be some sexual transactions for you to be able to be there for those people? Why we can't have a village? Like, why can't be two people in love and they have their relationship, their connection, yin and yang, and then, you know, you guys build and form connections with other people, but it don't have to be sexual. How many you can have multiple, like, I don't understand, like, why does sex have to be pulled into it? Because that's the only thing that's really doing it. And it's like, that shit is energy, especially when you talk about sacred energy, especially now when these women are not even choosing each other. Like, they don't, y'all niggas is choosing all the different women. The women don't even like each other. They're bickering, they're jealous. Like, come on. And nobody could sit there and say that shit is not happening, because guess what? Because it's not natural for one woman to be sharing a nigga that's barely giving none of them attention. It's only feeding them with money and paying the bills. That's one part. But we're divine feminine deserve more than just you paying the motherfucking bills that don't mean shit. Like, what? Like, that's some worldly society, Eurocentric shit, thinking all about money and all of that. Like, you can have a village without having to be fucking the same person. Like, it's just like, what happened to true sisterhood? You don't have to be fucking the same man to have that sisterhood. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they can be a balance another way. Believe me, it's not the answer for that. But no, people just don't want to heal and really go within. Men, these men who think they so got it so hard, you know, they want to keep, they find dignity, I guess, in being able to have different women. But it's like a real man will tell you, first of all, like, how do you even have energy for all of that? Like, if you're truly giving your all in a way, like, you don't, first of all, that's for anybody. If you're, you don't need, we're one person. You don't need all that extra energy. Like, that's not a red flag that you want all that extra energy around your, or that means something is missing within you that you're compensating for real. Because it's just like, knowing how sacred sex is, etc. Like, it's not hard to, like, you must have really something you compensating within yourself. And plus, as people get older, don't they want to be more alone, more, you know, the more, I feel like the more you're full and whole within yourself, the less you know you need all of that energy. But you know, everybody is different, everybody is on different paths. But it's like, don't try to justify it and say, oh yeah, this is what it's supposed to be, and monogamy is just Eurocentric. Because honestly, like, let's be real, what's really being Eurocentric? Because y'all are sitting here justifying y'all animalistic behavior. I want to talk about discipline and everything else except for when you have to fuck with other females. And honestly, you don't even, like, sex addiction has really been normalized, especially amongst men, like, and women too nowadays. It's like, even when people try to have that argument, oh well, if men could have multiple partners, can women have multiple partners? And then some women will be like, if you can agree with that, then they can agree. But no, I don't really get that. Don't really hit the spot for me, because I don't feel like I want to be polygamous. Like, that's not something that justifies for me. Like, first of all, I don't need all that energy. I'm very aware and in tune with my own energy. I don't need niggas fucking other women and bringing that energy all and being all mixed up and mashed up. Like, it's called yin and yang for a reason. It's not yin, yin, yin and yang. Like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? We need to heal truly. The real answer is to truly heal. Once we truly heal, everybody is getting in tune with themselves and who they truly are. I feel like things will fall into place naturally, because we're going to be naturally loving one another without always having to be transactional. Everything is not about, oh, love. I mean, everything is not all about, like, you know, like, oh, we got to be fucking and stuff for us to be having transaction. What about us truly loving each other and being genuine and there for people as family? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can build stuff with multiple people without fucking multiple people. Like, I'm confused. And it's like, y'all niggas, a lot of these conscious niggas got themselves on a pedestal and they haven't even done the real work. They got all of this knowledge. They could regurgitate a lot of knowledge, and you know, it seemed like they walk in a walk, but in reality, these niggas need some deep inner work and don't even really truly understand the divine feminine. Like, first of all, because if you a true divine masculine and you know a real ass woman, that's all you need is one real ass woman. Like for real, one real ass woman is everything you need and more. If you want to be fucking honest, if you feel like you need multiple women, you're actually downplaying the value of woman. One is a motherfucking enough. I promise you, one will rock your whole entire fucking world. Like, come on, if you really know. Like, but how can you even have the capacity to have multiple women? Y'all niggas in these polygamous relationships, it's not even tender catering to y'all women. Like, it's just all about money and this ego stuff. You're in your ego. You, like, you're completely in your ego if you feel like, yeah, I need multiple women, I want multiple women, I don't want one woman. Like, what's the issue? You're super in your ego and you got a lot of compensation that's going on, a lot of sex addiction or whatever the case may be. But what are you trying to compensate for? Because why are we equating men having multiple women as some power move? First of all, that right there shows, like, I understand, but that shows a weakness in the men, the lack in the men. Because yes, we know women are powerful, but If you a whole real man, you only need one woman. Like, that's how powerful women are, like, as well. You don't need multiple. That's too much. That's too much. And if you're really in tune with yourself, I feel like you don't want all of that extra energy around you. Like, not even just around you in that way, but you don't need all that extra energy. Like, we're one person. What happened to the balance, the duality of stuff? Y'all trying to be out of balance for real and then try to say it's nature. We are not animals. We are not animals. That animalistic behavior is not us, okay? The sex addiction stuff. Like, sex was never supposed to be. Like, y'all niggas want to excuse pleasure and make it seem justified that it's natural and normal. No, not no. Yeah, man. Let's heal. Let's talk. Like, first of all, and if you speak to anybody for real, that's in polygamy, that grew up like this, and this is in their culture back in Africa and stuff, you'll actually, why do they say that men always love one woman more? If y'all was naturally polygamous, why y'all loving one woman more? Why is there always going to be favoritism? Why? That's because you cannot just love, you cannot truly love some more than one person at one time in that way. That's so much energy. First of all, you got to get in tune with yourself. Once you're in tune with yourself and good, you don't need to get all. That's too much. Like, it's just like, first of all, you really start to see too, like, it's just not. Like, what is that for? Like, you got to figure out the compensations for real. Like, there's huge compensations that's trying to get justified. And then if you really think about it, it's mindless because it's really justified based off what? Stuff that's not even natural to ourselves. So, like, what are we really saying? And then we want to compare stuff to the back to the ancient times. You feel me? Like, niggas don't even really know what was going on for real, if you really be honest. And I still don't believe that this shit was like this. Hell no. I don't think. It's not natural. Polygamy is not a natural thing in men. And it's not men's nature to be polygamous. And y'all trying to push that because y'all niggas really just want to keep being animalistic as fuck. Y'all niggas want to just keep taking advantage of women. You don't even understand true woman's divinity. You sitting here looking at woman as a servant. You think a woman is meant to be your servant and that she's only just supposed to be in feminine energy, huh? Like, what about you actually appreciating and knowing the divine goddess true wholesome energy that is so powerful that brings life into you and everything else? She's not just your servant. And then what? Your servant for pleasure too? What is your definition of divine femininity of females? What is that? Looking sexy and fucking you and kissing and cooking for you and all of that shit, huh? That's what it is? That's what a woman is supposed to be? That's her role? And you're supposed to teach her spiritually? Fuck is you talking about? If anything, a woman is the real spiritual guy. The woman is the mother of everything. Fuck are you talking about? Like, since when is these roles getting turned as if woman is supposed to be service for these men? Nah, honestly, it's not even no competition either. We equally have our own piece that makes it whole. Without each or whatever the case is, it won't be nothing. It won't be whole. It's not powerful. That's basically yin and yang. That yin and yang energy, like, literally, like, that's all you need. It's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. And it has nothing to do with paying bills and this economic structure and everything. And relationships and that type of love does not have to do nothing, have nothing to do with the community. Like, so you're telling me the only way there can be a village in the community is that if we're fucking, everybody's fucking each other? Is y'all dead ass serious? Like, and then y'all trying to justify it like that's natural? That's not natural. And it's like women that agree with it too, it's like y'all need to realize, like, it's just so much. Oh, it's so much. Like, but it's just like next episode, because I'm gonna keep going on about this, okay? Because I can't get everything out all at once. Like, this is so many different points and aspects. And if you really think about it, like these polygamy situations or whatever, you know, where the man is the breadwinner and say if he can financially provide for all of those women, you know, it's going the way the polygamy is supposed to go in a way, you know. So basically, one man can have the capacity to emotionally be present and just in every way, just to be whole with that woman, to really be whole and connect with that woman or those women. One man will be able to fulfill the divineness and match, you know, like intertwine, be whole with all of those different women. Like, first of all, it takes a million years to get to know one person. There's so many layers to one person. Like, we're not just motherfucking sticks out here. There's so much layers to just one person. And especially as you and that person grow and evolve as people, even individually, you guys are always going to be different people at once. You can only do things one thing at once. Like, we all know when we multitasking and doing a whole bunch at once, you're missing a lot of details. You're not fully present. We are human, bro. Like, we're not supposed to be everywhere willy-nilly all at once. That's why we have one body. That's why we have certain pairs of things. That's why things come mostly pairs for every, like, what did you talk, like, so it's just like, you're not telling me that people are truly happy in these polygamous relationships. You're leaving your soul, you're missing a piece of your soul and losing yourself truly. Because you're not even happy for real. You're selling yourself out for financial stuff or whatever the case is. Whatever it is. But first of all, it's going to get old to be having so many different people to fuck. Like, and just be having to deal with that. And first of all, let's actually talk about people's experiences. Who do you hear that has a long, successful, happy, truly, genuinely happy polygamous relationship that, you know, is actually fulfilled them and you know, lasted long? You don't. You really don't. It's not gonna work out. First of all, people can even barely handle one person. If you can't handle to be with one other person, how the hell do you think the solution is to be with multiple? That's how you know it's a cop-out. That's how you know it's a runaway. Like, let's be honest. Let's really speak of it from that perspective. If you want to talk about natural, like, let's not just throw labels on everything and just so you can justify what the deeper issue is. Because, like, no, we're not gonna sit there and leave it as, oh yeah, like, if you always cheat and not, then you must be about, like, this is like a new wave now. And it's just like, it just goes to show you how many people are truly not whole or healed within themselves. First of all, we live in a world where there's a lot of sex addiction and a lot of that sexual trauma, etc. Just sex in general. Everything is sex, 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 sex. Like, if you really want to think about it and look at it, like, that's all it is. And even that's what we equate love with sometimes. It's sex. Like, that's what we've been programmed to acquaint it with. Like, a lot of people now in monogamous relationships, everything is based off of sex. So of course, maybe you would want to have other sexual partners. A whole bunch of people is not even truly in love with other people. Like, that's rare. Like, so it's just like, people don't even really know the first thing about true love, because niggas ain't really truly loving themselves. They think that it's all about sex, and then now you want to justify that because you want to be polygamous. Like, one, a man can't even fulfill fully a one woman. Like, y'all niggas be, like, really fumbling for real. Like, when it, comes to that, like, you don't even understand women for real. Like, it's too much for you. Like, the way we've been conditioned and programmed, etc., is just crazy. It's like, I'll be back. If men were naturally pulling this, they would have two dicks or multiple dicks so that you can fuck more than one person at once, but you can't. No, but honestly though, it's just like, a man can even fulfill one woman at this point. Like, you can't even be natural. And not, I'm not talking about in no unhealthy, toxic way, because also I've peeped that a lot of people who speak about this polygamy stuff, you don't even have a true understanding of monogamy. That means you didn't know how to do it. Sounds like you were toxic. Sounds like you were controlling. Sounds like, you know, there's a lot of other discrepancies that prohibit you from being in even a relationship with one person. Let's master being in a relationship with one person before you think you could take on more than one. Like, what makes you think, oh yeah, I'm having a hard time with this one, so I'm gonna get five? Like, are you serious? Like, be real. And it's, and honestly, it's because y'all not being real, because if you logically think about that, what is the only thing that's, you know, differentiating the fact that you're going to be one person or multiple people is that you're going to have sex with multiple people. Sex is the factor. Motherfuckers are sex addicts. Y'all want an excuse to be able to fuck with one person. First of all, people who really be in polygamy, first of all, actually admit that they always have a favorite. They always love one more. Like, yes, that's clearly true. Of course, you know why? Because it's nature. You cannot hide nature. It's all over based on how you feel, our intuition, what feels right to us. Y'all know it feels right. Like, I respect Yaki because he has a lot of knowledge on health, etc. I learned a lot from him, but at the same time, no, like, that polygamy stuff, it's not supposed to be that way. Like, and to really be trying to preach this nature way, that's not nature. That's not within nature. Like, you're trying to play on that animalistic role, but then try to justify it. Because why? Because you're not ready for that. You haven't really stood there and said, it's like, when are we going to really truly unpack? Like, and unpack certain things that we feel so desired or want towards is not always our true soul. It's our egos. It's what we've been brainwashed into. It's not because we really want it. A lot of stuff has psychologically twisted our minds. You gotta really follow your true soul. And sometimes to really get there and get to that truth, you have to be fully honest with yourself and not want to be stuck in certain desires. If you want to stick to certain desires, nothing is gonna tell you shit. You're like, well, I love this. You're gonna make every excuse in the world to keep trying to do it because you don't want to see a difference in that. You don't want that. And that's something right there that's deep-rooted. And it's like, okay, you could do that, though. Like, if you feel like that, and that's your desire so much, and that's got to be a part of your life, and that's your life path, and that's what you need to do, then do that. For real. By all means, do that, because you got to follow your intuition. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't sit here and try to push. That's natural. Because it's not. And you know it's not. If you want to choose to stay stuck in your desires, that has nothing to do with being natural, though. It really don't. You cannot sit there and say that. Like, and, like, why do you think so many people sit, love? Like, I feel like everyone enjoys to see love. Like, and I'm talking about that real fulfilling love between two people. Like, come on now. Everybody. And that's not for no reason. It's because you get a feeling from it. It's like that feeling of love and wholeness, to see wholeness together. Like, that's what people desire deep inside. That's something I feel like. But it's like, you cannot achieve that with multiple people at once, because that's like, how can you fully even activate everything? Like, you know, like, there's no power in something that you're not activating. Like, You know, it's just like, it's hard to get to know one person. Like, it's like we all know and say this, like, oh, you know somebody for 5 years, you still don't know, really know them if you know them. There's so many layers to one person. So it's like, it's not like one person is boring and you just know everything about that one person. Like, how have you even explored that whole person? There's so much adventure to just one person, and you should know that by being yourself. Like, and if you don't know that, you can't even go into yourself. It makes sense why you want so many other people. Like, if we're being honest, like, there's so many layers to a person. It's not about multiple different people. Like, y'all just want to justify having sex with whoever you want, or multiple, you know, having that variety for whatever reason, for whatever compensation, for whatever void you're trying to fill. But don't sit here and try to act like it's not a void that you're trying to fill, because you can't justify it no other way other than financial means. Like, I hate hearing, oh, you just got to be able to provide for them. It's like, we literally need down to that. Like, we're boiling it down to that for real. The finances, like, what about everything else? And like I was about to say earlier too, it's not from a toxic standpoint of these toxic relationships where people are codependent and, you know, looking for someone else to fulfill them wholly or whatever the case is. No, like, two people that truly love themselves and come together and create a wholesome yin and yang bond, powerful creation and activation of a whole. And boom, that's power right there. That's power activation. Holy. Like, that's why you can only have sex with one person at a time. Like, it's meant for that. Like, two people. Like, it's just like, come on now. Why are we trying to justify that? Like, but that's powerful for two people to, you know, so many different ways to somebody. Like, when you get with somebody and you evolve, it's like, that's different people all at once. If you feel like you need to really explore other people and stuff, that's on you. That's your path. But don't sit here and try to say it's natural, because it's not. Y'all got to be honest with yourself. Y'all got to be honest with yourself and just realize that you just want to live in your desires. And if you want to do that, or your animalistic desires, but if you're going to do that, don't sit there and try to change the narrative of the truth. Just move your way. And also, don't sit here and try to preach that you all fully nature if you haven't even really came fully within yourself for real. Like, where's the true wholesomeness? Like, nobody really trying to do the real true inner work for everybody. Deep down inside, no matter how some of these fake woke ass people, these conscious people, they get some knowledge or whatever, you know, whatever the case is, but who's actually sitting here truly wholesomely healing for real and doing this shit for real? Like, not on no facade, Instagram monetary gain type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some people may truly get it in some type of way, but people don't really be living in their full truth for real. People not even really truly understanding this stuff. Like, you're regurgitating on knowledge that sounds good. It's a good way to move, a good path to be on. But how many people is really being real and living in this shit? Living for real. And that's really being able to go within your own darkness for real. And just be real with yourself and everything. And not trying to hold on to these attachments and desires and egos. And holding on to this Eurocentric mindset of money. And oh, I need money to get me here and there, so I'm gonna do what I need to do for my money. And just building all off of this ego stuff. And how many people is truly doing the inner work for real? Like, it's like at a certain point the ego just jumps back in and it's like, yeah, like, overboard though. It's got to be a balance. Losing the way, getting caught up in this money stuff. This, like, what happened? Like, are we really serious? Like, a lot of people is not doing in the work for real. Like, a lot of people are seeing a lot of good stuff. Seeing a lot of good stuff and truly helping people in their way, in their paths, in their journeys. Everybody's not gonna have it all figured out. Feel me? We all different pieces to the puzzle. But it's like, who's really doing it in the work though? Like, and I really feel like too, the thought and the mindset and perspective of a polygamous man, like him saying, like, you know, oh, I need multiple women, like, you know, like, first of all, you can't even be present with more than one person at once. So it's like you're leaving people unfulfilled, you're leaving empty spots. Like, the fact that you're gonna sit there and say, oh, you can't be with me 24/7, I'm gonna be busy, I'm not always gonna be there. So you're not even giving me no real emotional presence and fulfillment or anything. It's just only fucking and you coming around when you want. First of all, that's an imbalance right there, and you're trying to do that to multiple people. Like, come on, you just don't want to commit because why? You trying to run away from love or whatever inner thing that's inside. There could be so many layers to that, but I'm telling you, it's from a void, it's from a discrepancy, it's from a compensation, it's from something that is missing inside, empty inside, that you need to handle. Honestly, that's really what it is, but y'all trying to mask it and justify it for, oh yeah, it's just in our nature because we cheat and we never really wanted to be with one woman. Well, you need to unpack and figure out why. Don't justify it. Because if you can't even be there for one, the math don't math. If you can't even be there for one, you can't be there for more than one. Like, what do you think women are? You think we're just some servants and we're just some beautiful looking, sexy looking, fuckable servants for y'all? Like, that's what it is? Like, is that really what it is? Oh, and you could use us here and there to build you up and put whatever the case is. But it's like, if you really knew that one whole man and one whole woman is just enough for each other, because first of all, you got to be whole within yourself, and the only person is only an addition. What you need so many different people for, the imbalance, 1 + 1 equals motherfucking, you know? But it's just like, it just doesn't add up. And it's just like, you cannot sit there and say you're pleasing your woman and truly, no, like, first of all, these polygamous men speak as if things are in service to them. Like, you, that's really downplaying the woman if you think about it. It really is. And the woman that wouldn't subscribe to that, it's like, come on, be honest with yourself. Like, come on, it don't matter how healed you are or whatever the case is, it's not, the jealousy is not, may not have to stem from a place of insecure within yourself. It has nothing to do with being insecure within yourself. But naturally, as humans, we have instincts. And we have instincts for a reason. Just like we feel territorial of our kids, we have those sort of certain instincts, etc., or just anything that we care about or love, that's our nurturing aspect to feel that territorial aspect of nurturing. That's where, when you know the mother instinct, when a woman is ready to catch her kid real quick if her kid is about to fall or something like that. Like, that type of instinct. It's like, we know deep inside on the instinct level that we need to have sex with one person, and our one man, we don't need all of that sharing stuff. That's too much energy, that's too much confusion. There's something that's not real about that. Like, it's not fully genuine. You can't sit there and say that's fully genuine. You're trying to deal with more than one person at once. Like, what are you doing? Sit down, bro. Sit down. Because you're not even fulfilling everybody. And I just lost my train of thought. Because I be thinking about stuff while I'm talking. But, like, really don't justify, like, try to switch the truth for your narrative. Like, and like, if from experience though, like from seeing what happens, it's like, y'all, they're not emotionally fulfilled. The women are sad. And what are you going to justify that it's in other oppressed ass countries where women are truly oppressed? Like, that's what's oppressing our divine femininity for real, is this polygamy stuff. Like, you can't sit here and say anything about it. It's not equated to jealousy and hate and, oh, a woman needs to be secure with herself, a woman needs to heal. No, how about a man be secure within himself, where he don't feel like he need multiple women to deem him as the man, like an alpha man? Like, that's a discrepancy right there. Like, it's just like, where are we identifying ourselves at an animalistic level and then trying to justify it as nature? Like, don't do that. Don't do that. And then it's like, you really not seeing women for who they are. Like, you can't even sit there and be like, come on. And a woman who accepts that, it's like, why are you accepting half-assery unless something within you or some type of void, some type of, you know, running away from love. You know, it's so much different psychology that can go into why people run away from love on a daily, because they're not even truly loving themselves. That boils down to it, but why? What are you running from? What happened? What happened that make you so reluctant and okay with not being truly whole? And first of all, yes, that's what I was thinking. When is a polygamous man, and we're talking about energy, and what if a lot of these women are not even liking each other really like that, but this one man is sharing the energy with all of you guys. Now he's passing on energy, etc., to all of you women. Back and forth, back and forth. Now you're getting all confused and messed up. You don't even know which emotions is yours anymore. First of all, that's another reason why we say people shouldn't be fucking everybody. But when it comes to polygamy, it's justified. If we're going to put that same science to sex, when, you know, there's hoes and cheating people or whatever like that that's going around. And it's not just men and women. Men and women both receive the energy. Like, yeah, women are more of the receivers, but at the same time, there's still energy being exchanged, okay? It's not all just the woman, okay? Like, come on now. Like, let's be real. Like, yes, there's a certain way, you know, the negative, the positive, but it's still all a transaction, okay? And especially if that man is mostly the giver and then you're taking from other women, you're just passing on. It's just like the women are going to get, like, you're not even knowing yourself. How can you truly get whole when you share with a whole bunch of others? Like, which one is which? What is what? What's going on? Like, that's just a lot of energy. And that's not needed for us as humans. That's like, and it's just like, that's just like similar to people who, you say people who really have always been a whole bunch of people face, you know what I'm saying? And have so many quote unquote friends when a lot of those friends are superficial, fake, you know, like quick phony things, not no real valuable connections where these people value you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of that. Like, certain things are sacred, and it's not a lot of certain things, especially in this, how things are, where a lot of people are not healed within themselves. We don't know what the hell a lot of people got going on within their souls and their spirits, and we just passing this shit on and on because of the facade that they show us and what they can do for us on a monetary societal level, but not on the soul level. Like, why? So what is a polygamist going to do? How is he going to choose his quote-unquote divine feminine based on what they bring to the table, what they do? But what about her soul? She could put on this facade and everything, have this aesthetic for monetary purposes, etc., and still, at a spirit soul level, not even be compatible with you or even know, or even the other woman that you choose. But if they're not, like, you know, and it's like all of that mixing and getting in, into each other, it's just like, come on now, that's an imbalance right there. That's, that tells you it's not natural right there. And why do all of this polygamy stuff, why in these other countries that it's normalized in, why are they miserable? Why is everything just about money? But why are they sitting there miserable, lonely, still doing shit by themselves? Because the man is here, and there. The woman is still overwhelmed. The woman is still not being fulfilled. Only she's coming and just getting fucked real quick when he's available. And, oh, he just got to be the servant. That's killing our femininity right there. The fuck are you talking about? We ain't no fucking servants. This is not what we're for. Like, what? Like, it's a... There's no balance right there. There's no balance. And that's just a man's whole ass way to justify that he cannot heal from whatever sex addictions or self-control or anything. But don't sit here and try to say it's not natural. And if you a truly whole man for real that's truly healed, you know and see that you don't need all of that. It's not even fun. That's why some people go on mature and start seeing, like, why do we call young boys that's players? Why do we call them either down low or the fact that, you know, they are compensating, they're insecure? Why can some men actually admit that? That is true. Why are there some men that actually don't see how it could be polygamous people and why they're pushing it? Because if you're truly putting your all as a man into fulfilling your divine feminine, and etc. Nigga, it's hard to do one. Y'all niggas can't even master doing, fulfilling one woman. These women is women complaining that you can't. You don't even understand women. You get mad at being woman for being woman. You can't even handle a woman because why? Because it's threatening your masculinity in some type of way because you ain't healed in a way. So it's gonna make you feel like a more of a man if you got multiple. Submit docile ass woman on a mental level following after you. Like, that's really what it is, honestly. Like, people just all over the place. People energy just be all over the place. Like, come on now. But no, we don't want to be honest about that. We don't really talk to the nitty gritty about that. But I see this agenda. And let's see if it works. You're going to combine a whole bunch of unhealed ass people together. The issue is that we motherfuckers need to heal. That's the issue. That's what's going on. Because regardless if it's monogamous or polygamous, niggas is still going to be motherfucking toxic. Polygamous is not going to be the answer to a better community, a better village. That is not what that is. It's actually going to be more in motherfucking shambles. How one person can't, two people, it's hard for two people to be in a relationship nowadays because of people's unhealed aspects and all of this other stuff. And you're going to sit here and say that it will be better to multiply that? Yeah. It will be better to multiply that when the minority part can't even get the fuck together. Like, let's be real. Let's be really absolutely real. And it's because y'all are trying to run away from certain narratives. Y'all trying to really run away from the real truth and that inner work, that true inner work, because that's what it takes. And honestly, when you're in a true love, whole divine relationship, it takes real true inner work. And that's why a lot of y'all niggas run from a real relationship. Because y'all don't want to go through that true inner healing work. Love, being in love, and that a true love relationship actually cultivates real true healing and growth and evolution within a person. That is the point where you can truly, truly transcend on a higher level. That love frequency of being in a relationship, one is a very powerful one. Because that will be your catalyst to growth always. Because that's the biggest thing, the most connected thing, especially for having sex with one person. Activating that within somebody, like creating that alone right there, that bond you're creating, that's creating something more. Like, love is, but it's because y'all niggas don't want to do the work. And when you're truly in love with somebody, they become, you know, it becomes more than just, you know, the fantasy love. It takes reflection. You see your reflection in things, just a lot. It's a very healing connection. And a lot of people run away from that because a lot of people running away from healing. Nobody wants to truly do the inner work, so you rather have it easy and keep having superficial relationships with people and having sex with multiple people and justifying it. That's what's happening. But let's not do that. Let's really not do that, and let's be honest. Because everybody is so stuck on trying to just follow after their desires. We're not talking about the actual things that's happening in these political relationships. Y'all asking these people? Are y'all really asking these people straight up? People ain't gonna tell the fucking truth. They're gonna try to paint it like a pretty picture. But it's really not a pretty picture. It's a fucking mess. Because if two people can't even master a love relationship in this fucking world, and it has nothing to do with the amount of people in the relationship, it has everything to do with everybody individually and how much they're truly loving themselves and being whole within themselves. Because people are using love and sex as scapegoats for not feeling within themselves. So the answer is not to multiply the problem. Clearly, if you're multiplying that one issue right there, you're multiplying a lot of issues. Like, let's talk about how, first of all, that could mess up females' pH balance and everything like that. Just everything within, you gotta really be honest. Like, it's just out of balance. It's not balanced. That's really what it is. And it's just you can't debunk that. That's the nature that's talking. That's the indications that will tell you what's polygamous and what's not polygamous. Like, this polygamous stuff is really for the men's desire now. Like, what's going on? Because, and it's like, women who accept that, you're just being docile for real. You're accepting that. And for whatever reason that is, like, I don't know. I really don't. But it's just like, that's just a lot. Like, you really got to start to pack stuff, because people hide stuff. People truly hide stuff and don't speak out on whatever those things they going through until that shit is really over, honestly. Then they reflect and see, well, this wasn't that. This was, because when you're in a certain rose-colored glasses type sense, you're seeing things and not taking them and seeing them for what they are. You're sugarcoating them in your own perception. But it's like, come on, let's talk about the bitterness and jealousy that really goes on, the drama that really goes on, how people sense that favoritism and that unbalance, because it's unbalanced. And it's like, even the women who are in polygamy, like, and the ones who would say, it was like, well, I want me somebody on the side too, if they can have some extra people on the side. And it's just like, the fact that you feel like you need that shows that there's an issue with the balance that's going on. Because if it was so natural and good, you wouldn't need to feel incomplete and continue to compensate. It's all about compensation. One divine feminine and one divine masculine is whole within each other, and you come together and you be whole. That's more than enough fulfillment. Like, I don't know. It's just like, where's the disconnect at? Because, like, why are we continuing to try to justify this? And even the women that try to justify this, it's just like, we got a lot of unpacking to do. Because that's dociling yourself as seeing yourself as a servant to the man and not equal to the man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're two pieces of the puzzle. Like, we're yin and yang. Men and women is yin and yang. Like, that's an analogy of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, why would that be imbalanced? It's like that for a reason. We don't need too much. Like, what is this greed and all of this ego stuff? It's leading us down the wrong. And it's just like, no. just because there's people that don't know how to heal. And be honest, just a whole bunch of that. But that's what really relationships bring out. And so many people run from true love and relationships. Most people are in superficial relationships. Some people think love is equated with just sex all the time. And it's just so much. We're just so indulged in so much of all of that, that it's confusing the hell out of people. Like, people ain't really running into true love for real, because true love truly is when you truly love yourself also. And then it's truly loving yourself enough to grow and be in love and grow in those healing relationships. But so many people run away from that and sabotage that and don't even get too deep, because they don't even get too deep with themselves. Love, like I was saying, like, it's the next level. It's a catalyst for spiritual growth, and that's why so many people don't experience it like that, or run away from it and have these conversations, have these cheating, have these commitment issues and all of that. That's really the reason. Anything else you try to say, you can't really say. And then it's everybody's just talking about this financial aspect. Like, how are we gonna be talking so deeply spiritual other things, how deep things go on a spiritual level, on a conscious level, but like, then when we talk about relationships, we're dumbing it down to, oh, as long as you can be able to financially provide for all of them. Like, really financially provide something that was man-made, that is not even supposed to be in this fucking system, in our human nature. Like, it's not even a part of human nature. This money shit, this paying bill shit, that's not a part of human nature. So what are we counting that within between love? That goes to show you some interference, some blockage, some runaway, some non-understanding of what true love is, and trying to debunk that and try to say, oh, that's a Eurocentric way of seeing love and this fantasy. It's not a fantasy. It's real, because who said this shit is trying to be peaches and cream? And even people and men will freaking admit that it's easier to juggle around females. Yeah, of course, because you're not even giving them that really much time. All you're doing is fucking with them when you feel like it, going back and forth to the different woman, leaving the woman feeling unfulfilled. And it's like, why we got to be, because they're our man and this is what our man wants. So first of all, in this society right now, it's a whole bunch of fucked up, mixed up shit, okay? So it's a lot of men that is not, they not in the way to be leaded, and vice versa with the women too. We're all fucked up. But it's like, come on, our women are nowadays are so disconnected from our own intuition and true divine femininity, where we want to be so docile and servant to a man. And it's like, let's be honest with some of y'all women that want to take in polygamy. Is why is that? Because something deep inside us is like, okay, I know I can keep that man if I please him, but have other women, it's like you're thinking that less of yourself. There's so many layers to you, there's so much to you, that you need to know that if one man cannot handle all of you, then he don't motherfucking deserve you. There's so many different layers to you. It's not for your energy to be shared. The man telling, oh, Bianca, oh, I see so much in her and you, and I love both of y'all. First of all, why do polygamous men always love one more? Why is there always a favorite? That tells you that naturally you cannot truly love more than one person at once. And if it's not true love, then it's not fucking love. So what is it, lust? You're loving one person and lusting after the rest? Because what is it? Because you cannot truly be in love in that type of way. That's like an activated energy of healing. Like, true love is very deep, which is why it's one of the most, I feel like, admired around the world. That's what everybody wants, truly, even polygamous people. Y'all just want that, but some of y'all gave up, and it's easier, because you don't even have to be present with all the women. It's no presence, and it's like, the woman, why are you accepting that? Maybe because you don't give a fuck either, or other things, certain things, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's a conversation. It's a conversation, but don't say it, justify it, try to say it's natural. Let's really unpack what's really going on. Because on both ends, people want to justify polygamy and say it's better for the economy, better for the village, but then people want to say about monogamy that that's why men created it. So which the fuck one is it? We don't really have nothing to say. When you ask somebody why do they want, there's not really no explanation. They just say, I just want one more woman. But okay, let's really admit it's really because you just want to have sex with them. Don't try to add all of that extra little pizzazz and little sprinkles to make it sound better, or make it sound smarter, or make it sound like it makes more sense. No, because Come on. It just shows where people see true femininity, and it really unpacks how much people really truly running away from true love and like really boiling it down to like society shit. Like, love is, yes, love is deeper than the fantasy on TV, but that's not what we're talking about. Well, a fantasy dumbass love where there's no ups and downs, true, and everything is just peaches and cream, where, you know, that person is just every fantasy you desire, every void you wanted to fill, that person is that, and this and that, and your little servant puppet for your lack of healing. No, that's not what love is. That's what they try to push, and no, that's not what true love is. But true love is a mix of a little bit of that, because it's a wholesome bond and connection, but it's also more than that. It's deeper than that. It's truly growing and seeing your merit in that person and activating each other in a way where you guys are pushing each other to grow and heal through certain things, etc., just all of that. And it's just like, it's not always going to be peaches and cream, but it's just, when it happens, you just know it. It's fulfilling to your soul at the same time. But, and especially, you got to be loving yourself, because that's the only way you're going to really get it and understand. And, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you're going to want to run away from it and then try to justify it as polygamy. But let's not do that. And it's a lot of these conscious, woke men especially, like, they have all this knowledge, etc., but are you doing the true inner work to really admit these truths and really do this? Because no, we want to be stuck in our ego and our compensations. Well, I just talk about it from a real point of view, just in general, like, on a nature level, not none of this, oh, finance, oh, if you pay the bills, like, what is that? Oh, she stays home taking nature. Like, you don't even have the capacity and energy to be even be in that one woman's presence, but you want multiple. That's automatically showing that you're just throwing away everything. You're missing so many things, especially the fact that it takes so much time for, it takes a lifetime to get to know one fucking person completely, if you really want to think about it. Like, you learn new things about people no matter how long you knew somebody, in years. You know what I'm saying? You guys constantly grow. There's so many layers to one person at once. So I'm going to say that again. So it's just like, how you think you juggling all them three people? Like, it's just common sense questions if you ask and be honest. Like, no, we got to be able to really separate our desires and stop mixing truth to fit our narrative. That's one of the things that we love to do, because it helps. But now you got to be able to be honest, bro, and be able to unpack, because the more you unpack, the more and more you unpack, the less you feel empty or stripped away of these things. It's just like, it's okay, and then you find more wholeness within, and you see it for real. And it's just like, why are people really not willing to do this? Like, damn. It really just all plays into people's life paths and what they resonate with more. At the end of the day, in this lifetime, we have to live what we feel like is living within our true self. And we deal with the karma and everything else that comes with us living the way we live when we, as we go on our path, our soul's journey. But the fact is that you always got to stay true to yourself. Just be true to yourself. Just be true to yourself. Be real with yourself. Don't sugarcoat yourself. Just live the way you decide to live. And make sure that you're not hurting people in the process, and you going with people that are like-minded like you. That's just how it is. Like, at the end of the day, everybody is never going to be all in the same accord. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta live your true soul's path. But you gotta be real, though. Don't be lying to yourself. Let's not lie to ourselves. For real. And, like, use compensations and stuff. But, like, just live according to what we feel. Who we are at our soul's core. That's it. That's really just the key anyway. Everybody is never always gonna agree on everything. But we should always have to find a common ground and respect and love between each other. And that's what a true village is, if you're really loving each other at heart. Like, it's just unconditional love everywhere, and know the different boundaries and hierarchies of certain relationships. And, you know, like, we can have endless connections as human beings regardless. You don't have to be having sex with all of them. But at the end of the day, people are going to live the way they're going to live. And just make sure you're living according to your truth. That's all. That's all. I respect everybody's choices. The way everybody wants to live. For real, for real. I respect it and everything about it. Everything. Like, I respect everything. Like, that's your journey. I respect it. You go down your journey. As long as you're being true to yourself. And being real with yourself, you know? And so many different of us. So much going on. Just so much everywhere. Everything is all just everywhere. Now it's like we just have to be who we are, what we got, and it's a beautiful thing about life. We just gotta love each other, and the more you love yourself truly, the more you love everything else and everybody else, and see reflections in everything in nature. Reflecting back to you, it's just your reflection is, we are all connected in ways. Like, it's beautiful. That's why we just have to have compassion, patience, and just always know that however you are, however you're vibrating, You're gonna find that it's the law of nature, the duality. Like, you're gonna find your people. You're gonna be able to come in contact with the things that you need to fulfill you. It's a natural thing. Whatever is meant for you will come to you as long as you are being you. How powerful we are. We just need to love each other and unconditionally just be real and genuine and compassionate without needing any other transactions or any. There's a lot of things to unpack, and the most important is to truly just heal. We need to heal those deep set of wounds, the brainwashing, etc. Being our true selves, not trying to copy history, not trying to do none of that, but just being real at the present moment and using the resources that we have for a reason, for this present moment, for this time frame. And it's really all within us, honestly. The more you just live according to yourself, your true self, and be genuine, it all comes along. It plays out. It all starts. It makes sense more and more as you go and flow on the journey. That's all you got to do, though, is stay true to yourself. Go and flow on a journey and learn and live and be present so that you can take in those things. Make the best choices for you so you can be able to take in those things. And as you do that more and more, love just grows automatically and you match the frequency and the energy of the thing that you want, and you envision and you manifest and you see. Nature is. We just gotta love each other. So deep rooted, it's just like so deep rooted. And then after you go on that true healing journey, being true to yourself, not trying to hold on to any conversations, any brainwashing, etc., etc., because of the hard things we don't want to deal with. The more we can know if we're following our true path and going according to nature. That's what it is. But that's the duality of life and everything. everybody not supposed to be on the same page. That would be crazy. Like, just like there's many different elements in the earth, they all come together for a reason. They all have their different pieces and parts. They're all equally important, an important contribution to our nature. And that's basically all of this is, all of their different energies, all of their different minds, different tribes of souls from different places. It's just a part of nature. You just have to love and embrace it all and just continue to be in your true self. Don't impose your true self on others. Vice versa, like, there's always like similarities in everything and something. Just gotta love. And honestly, about the kids, like, it's in no way, shape, or form beneficial at all. It's just benefiting the people who want to ask them their desires and justify it. Because first of all, it's not even that good to the kids. Like, you think kids are stupid and they don't see through stuff. They don't see how their mom is feeling. They don't see the other extra drama that's going on that y'all be maybe thinking y'all hiding, but y'all really not. Y'all don't think they see that. Yeah, it may be more kids or whatever, and they may go back and forth to each other's moms and live here and there, but at the end of the day, it's a full separation. Either a separation between the mother and their kids, or just in general. And even they still see the jealousy, the bickering, the hurt between their own mothers. They still have deal with absent fathers, where the mothers are basically single mothers anyway, because the man is out stressing his ass off trying to pay and get all the bills together to take care of these different women and these kids. So the father's not even there. So what kind of real family dynamic is that when the father can't even be present for real? Father can't be present for nobody, for the wives, for the wives, for the kids. So it's just like, what, you're leaving the kids to the mothers, and that's their responsibility to take care and nurture them, right? Because that's their only role, is to just do that while you be out living your life, doing what you gotta do, fulfilling your purpose, right? Woman's only purpose is that, huh? Like, yes, that's a huge deal and huge purpose, but no, don't belittle us. No. And the kids can see that. The children can see through that. You don't think that affects them just because you think you putting on a great facade? No. And then they grow up fucking confused as hell, thinking that that's how shit should be. Now then, them niggas don't even know what true love is. They don't know. And then you just putting them into that same cycle, thinking that they gotta be the one busting their fucking ass to have a family dynamic, because it's all about money and busting ass. But what about true love? What about actually seeing real, genuine, true love, that real healing connection, that real... That is what love is. And that's why the love connection, the romantic love connection, is super special. You can have multiple friends. We have multiple family. We love them in different ways. But when it comes to a relationship, that is like a very sacred relationship, a very healing catalyst. Like, come on now. But like, it really does affect the children. It does. And they often miss out on absent fathers. Like, you know what I'm saying? They have absent fathers, and no, it's just a weird structure. It's very superficial. It's worldly. Like, that's not how it should be. Like, what? Like, how, basically, these polygamous men, how you can barely have time for one, but you want to have time for many. You can't really be there for them, but the excuse is, oh yeah, I'm paying all your bills. You gotta be kidding me, especially these conscious people. It's like, how could you really sit there and justify that to yourself? How does that even sound real and logical? How are you going to ignore everything else that matters? The presents? Selling herself out for the money? Like, not even actually being present to raise your kids like that? Like, and then having what, all the kids go to one mother or the one you love the most? Like, that's crazy. And then you can't even be there when you having sex with all these multiple women and giving them a whole bunch of babies. You can't even be there for all of them at once. Especially different mothers. Like, you're not catering them and while they're in postpartum, while they're through pregnancy. Like, what do you mean? You can't just get everybody else to try to... No, like, what? Like, it's more than that. And that's why humans are not naturally polygamous, because one, a child is very delicate. Of the child, a human child is a lot more work than what other, some of these other animal stuff that are naturally polygamous that you're trying to copy off of. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like there needs more needs. You need more from the human, and especially the developing children, and just that whole connection. True partnership, yin and yang, like, what happened? And that stuff cannot be ignored, like, but yet we trying to ignore it. And I just go to say, like, it's not beneficial, and stop trying to say it is. Because it's not. Anything that's superficial and not fully in real true love and truth in a full way, when it's covered up with a whole bunch of lies and deceit and, you know, tricking yourself, etc., not fully covering the truth, it always is going to fall apart. It's always going to show. It's always going to come out. Like, regardless of what you do, no matter how much you try to run from the truth, no matter how much you try to lie to yourself, no matter how much you try to put it on the facade, like, the truth is always going to come out. It's going to come out some way. Like, it's, you can't do nothing about that. So, but the longer you try to run from it, hide from it, the more it's going to blow the fuck up. So it's just like, man, I can't use that as beneficial in no way. Like, come on, man. But yeah. At the end of the day, though, people's going to do what they want to do. People going to go on their life paths. Just don't hurt yourself and hurt people in the long run. Just be real, living your truth. And don't try to change the truth for the narrative. Dance is people's favorite thing. Makes sense. Peace and love. Also, too, I often hear, like, listeners, like, polygamous people and perspectives and stuff. It's always a lot of this, you know, trying to say, oh, well, I'm not going to put you in a box. I'm going to let you be real, be free. And it's like, and also seems like they have this idea that monogamous relationships are, like, very controlling, or, oh, I'm not going to feel all your needs, et cetera. And it's like, or, oh, there's not just one way to love and one. And of course not. Everybody has their different types of love. That's how you connect with that person. But what does that have to do with adding everybody else into the equation? You can still be completely monogamous and you guys love each other and let you guys be who you are. If you're in a relationship and you cannot be who you are with the person, then that's not love. Simple as that. Like, it's just like, it's kind of like they have this idea on relationships that monogamous relationships that clearly never worked out for them. It was too much, whatever the case. I was saying earlier about people running from love subconsciously, not because real love is truth. And when you get in a true love relationship with somebody, no, it's not going to be pitching. No, it's not going to be them pleasing your ego at all times and fulfilling you the way you want. That stupid fantasy shit. No, it's going to be real. Sometimes love hurts because the truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to face certain things with yourself. So sometimes you go through those different things. It's just as we are as humans on our own. So it's just like, of course,
love is not going to be the same for everybody. It's like, and it's not a certain way to love. Love is just truth and love, depending on who you are, who your frequency, etc. And that relationship with that person and the things that you need to deal with on your journey and your karmic debt, etc. Right? So it's just like, it's kind of like they got a bad name on monogamy and not really understanding the true depth of it, you know? And just trying to run away from that, and they're trying to mask it as, oh, yeah, I'm gonna let you be you. And it's like, what is being you? Like, what is, what, how can you not be you without fucking the whole world? Like, just make it make sense. It just shows how much people are stuck in the root chakra, how much people are really stuck in their sexual desire type of life. And a lot of these men that think like that, they see this thinking, oh yeah, like, the woman, a man's desire is to have a pursuit of a different woman. That's like, y'all don't see how bad y'all lacking and compensating, thinking that you need multiple women. That's a lack mindset right there. For real, for real. It's showing a lot. And it's like, honestly, it just automatically tells me, like, the relationship's not that deep. It's polygamous, bro. It's like, y'all putting on facades, y'all not fooling nobody, bro. It could be cool for a little time, maybe a few, but like, come on. And it's just like hearing what other people say, like the polygamous people say about the idea of monogamous relationships. It's like, that's because a lot of people don't really know what true love is. Like, a lot of people are not in true love relationships. Like, they try to force themselves to be the people that they don't even truly love like that. Because do you even really know and love yourself? Like, promise you, the more you chew with yourself, you're going to find a person for it that matches you. There's so many people in this world. We're not going to sit here and talk about, oh, there's way more women than men. People die every day. People are born every motherfucking day. And people are not always in a relationship. So you'll always find your person. Like, it's not a deficit. Like, it's times and places for everything. Everything happens for a reason. And also, the other excuse that they want to use, like, how can you just love one person at once? That tells me you don't really understand my depth. Because first of all, just because you're in a monogamous relationship, it does not mean that you have to be with that one person for the rest of your life. It just means you're being with one person one at a time in the different phases of your life. Like, in certain phases of our life, we're at a certain frequency and certain vibration, a certain mindset, a certain perspective in our journey where one person will be great for us. But as you grow and evolve, sometimes that one person is not great for you. So you move on. You move on to the next one. And not in that way. All of this comes naturally. If you truly just go within yourself, you don't have to go out and look. Everybody is trying to go out and look and compensate for someone that they think they love instead of truly loving themselves and letting that person come to them naturally. A lot of people don't want to do that either. But that just boils down to us loving ourselves and us healing ourselves. But it's just being with one person one at a time, because you could be dating this person for a few years and then y'all eventually grow apart. That means y'all wasn't meant for each other. And it's time for y'all to move on to your next chapters. Maybe in that chapter, in that time frame of life, they were the one for you. They helped you. They helped you grow. They helped you get to where you, like, you know, like they taught you so much about your inner self. That's what the true love is. You move on and you get in a relationship with another, and it's just like that. And it's just like, some people, it's not everybody is not gonna just have that one person they find as soon as they start dating different. Nah, it's like, just like friends and other relationships, you outgrow certain things, etc., and you go to the next chapter. That's what life is about for us. Not everybody at once. You can't even focus on everybody at once. That's a, like, it's, you're not going to get any deeper. It's only going to be superficial on the surface level. There's different people in our lives for different stages of our lives, different journeys of our lives. And sometimes we may find that person where it's that person who are meant to stick with you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? As long as you still feel that spark. But it's like, are y'all really knowing each other? Are y'all really loving each other? Because if you truly love someone, you're not going to get bored. It's not going to be, it's going to be an everlasting. Do you ever stop loving yourself? I mean, Maybe some people that haven't even started or whatever, but at the end of the day, no, you can't stop loving yourself. Like, you will never stop loving yourself. If you do truly love yourself, there's no, oh, I'm not loving no more. Anything that you truly love, you can't just stop loving it. Like, maybe your perspective on it may change on a scale or whatever, but it's like true love is everlasting. Simple as that. So it's just like, for you to say, oh, what? You get bored, things get boring with one person. We're supposed to explore and have. We already have so many relationships in our life. You can have endless friendships, and friendships are very intimate, okay? Because intimacy is not only sex. And we need to get that out of our head, and a lot of people think that that's what it is, honestly. Even if somebody may say, oh, no, I don't think that's what it is. Deep inside, yes, they do, because what are you thinking then? Like, sex is not intimacy. Sex is not intimacy. It's a form of intimacy. But, like, don't get it mixed up. There's so many other ways to be intimate. And we are intimate with our other relationships. Friendships, family, all of that. We're intimate in every single one of them in different ways. But the sex activates a deeper connection because you're actually intertwining y'all souls and y'all DNA, etc. Y'all are literally forming into each other, morphing together as one. That's the difference between romantic relationships and these other relationships. And that's only special for one person. That's why a woman has one vagina. Like, and that's why a man has one penis. Like, I'm confused. Like, but that's how it goes. Like, it's not supposed to be like these toxic relationships nowadays where people cheating constantly. And it's like, to use that as an excuse and say polygamy is the answer to that is not right. And just, but it's just a lot. It's like, it is to each his own what people want to do, but let's just be honest and not try to change things. Keep it the way it is and just admit, I just rather live in my desire. I don't want to have a deep, intimate connection with just one person. I don't understand that. I don't know that. I'm running away from love. Just say that, but don't try to say it's natural. Just because you want to be a cheater, like, that means you're automatically identifying yourself in your animalistic root chakra ways. Simple as that. That's what it is. But some people are meant to be there for whatever reason and karma they have. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want people to live their life the way they want, but also just tell the truth though. Don't be trying to switch shit up. That's it. That's it.